Welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something fundamental, file handling. Specifically, how programs write information to text files. Our mission, as always, is to dig into the source material you've shared and pull out those key pieces of knowledge about how programs actually make data permanent. Because, you know, here's the thing that always gets me. Computer memory, RAM, it's temporary, right? Power off, poof, it's gone. So how does anything stick? How does your computer remember things?
That's the absolute core question. Yeah, the data inside a running program is just fleeting. And that's exactly why file handling is so essential. It's not just some optional extra. It's the whole process of writing data out to storage, like a hard drive, reading it back in later, even changing it, amending things. It's basically the bridge between temporary memory and permanent storage.
Right, the bridge. I like that. And today we're zeroing in on that first step, the write part, getting the data out and saved. So let's start right at the beginning. What exactly are we talking about with a text file? Why are they like the go-to starting point?
Okay, so a text file is, well, pretty much what it sounds like. It's a file that just contains plain text characters. That's it. No fancy formatting, no bold text, no images, just characters. You usually see them with the .txt extension. Their real strength is that simplicity. Because they're so basic, almost any program on any computer can read them. They're incredibly versatile. And the sources also bring up CSV files, .csv. Those are text files too, really. They just use commas, usually, to separate bits of data on each line. Great for tables.
Okay. Simple, universal. Got it. So the process seems to be create, open, write, close. A bit like, I don't know, opening a notebook, jotting something down, and then making sure you close it properly.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. And that open step is key because you have to tell the program how you want to open it, your mode. For writing, the main one is WHO. That means open for writing. If the file isn't there, it'll create it for you. But, and this is super important, if the file already exists, W mode will wipe it clean, completely overwrite everything that was there before.
Oh, okay. So it's like starting with a fresh page every single time with W.
Exactly. A clean slate.
Yeah.
Then there's W plus. It's similar, creates or overwrites, but it lets you both write and read from the file. Might be handy sometimes.
Right. And that last step, close, it seems easy to forget, maybe. Why is closing the file so critical? What actually goes wrong if you don't?
Yeah. Close is definitely not optional. It's vital. See, when you write data, it often doesn't go straight to the hard drive immediately. It usually sits in a temporary holding area in memory, called a buffer, kind of like a waiting room for data. Close does two main things. First, it flushes that buffer, making sure everything waiting actually gets written to the disk permanently.
Mm-hmm.
If you forget to close, and maybe the program crashes, anything still in that buffer, it's lost. You could end up with incomplete or corrupted files.
Okay. So it's like hitting the save button properly and putting the notebook away?
Precisely. And second, it releases the file so other programs can use it. It prevents things getting locked up. It's just good housekeeping, really.
Makes sense. Okay, so we know what a text file is and the open, write, close stance, but how do we get our actual program data, you know, variables, lists, whatever, into these files?
Right, the practical bit.
Mm.
The main principle is that pretty much any data you want to write, numbers, true, false values, even complex stuff, usually needs to be turned into a string first. It's often called serialization. You're basically converting your structured data into a flat sequence of text characters that the file can store. So for just a single piece of text, a single string, you'd use a function often called write, and just giving your string variable.
Simple enough. But then there's this tiny detail that seems like it could cause big problems. The new line character.
Yeah.
Why is that little thing so important?
Oh, absolutely crucial. If you just write multiple strings one after another, they'll all end up squashed together on a single line in the file. To get each new piece of data onto its own line, you have to add that new line character n to the end of the string before you write it.
Right. So write hello plus n, not just write hello.
Exactly. It tells the file, move to the start of the next line. Forgetting it is probably one of the most common mistakes when people start writing to files.
Yeah.
It makes the output really hard to read later.
Got it. So what if we have more than one piece of data, like a list, a one-dimensional array? How do we save all of those items neatly?
For a 1D array, you typically loop through it. You go through each item in the array one by one. Inside the loop, you take the current item, make sure it's a string, add that all-important newline character to the end of it, and then write that string to the file. That way, each element from your array gets its own line in the text file. Nice and organized.
Okay, loop, format, add newline, write. Makes sense. But programs often handle more structured data, right? Like the sources mentioned parallel arrays, maybe first names in one list, last names in another, linked by their position. How do you keep that relationship when you write to a file?
Yeah, that's a really common scenario. And this is where those comma-separated files, CSVs, often come into play naturally. The idea is to take the related pieces of data from each parallel array, say the first name at index 5, the last name at index 5, maybe the age at index 5, and combine them into a single string for that one line in the file. You'd separate the pieces with a delimiter, usually a comma, so you might build a string like first name 5 plus queener plus last name 5 plus pleople plus subbranch 5 plus n.
Ah, so each line is a complete record, just with commas separating the fields.
Exactly. Each line represents one related set of data. It's a really effective way to store structured information in a simple text format. And you could extend this same idea to even more complex things, like arrays of records, you know, where each item in your list is maybe an object or structure holding different types of data, like a dog's name, age, breed, owner. You still process each record, pull out all its individual data fields, convert them to strings if needed, join them together into one long string with delimiters like commas, add the new line, and write that line to the file. Consistency in formatting is key.
This sounds exactly like that dogdata.txt problem mentioned in the sources. That seems like a perfect way to see all this in action.
It really is. The dogdata.txt task involves setting up arrays for dog names, ages, breeds, owners, classic parallel arrays. Then, the job is to write all that data out to a file called dogdata.txt. So you'd loop through your dog data, and for each dog, you'd create a comma-separated string, like Buddy 3, Golden Retriever, Sarah Chen, and write that line. You end up building a simple little database file line by line. It's a great practical exercise.
It really connects the dots, but it also brings up that big warning sign we talked about, the overwrite issue with W mode. If someone runs that dog data program twice using W, what actually happens to their dogdata.txt file? This seems like a trap.
It absolutely can be a trap if you're not expecting it. If you run that program again with W or W+, the second run will completely erase whatever was written during the first run. Poof, gone. The file will only contain the data from the last time the program ran, which is fine if you want a fresh file each time, like a daily report.
But terrible if you were trying to add more dogs to the list, right?
Exactly. If your goal was to build up the list over time, overwriting is the opposite of what you want. And that's where the sources mentioned thinking about appending. Using a different file mode, like A for append, lets you add data to the end of an existing file without erasing what's already there. While appending itself might be slightly beyond this specific write-focused dive, understanding why you'd need it to avoid accidental overwriting is a really important concept for building reliable software. You need to think about how the data should behave over time.
So you either need to be careful with W or look into append mode if you want data to accumulate.
Precisely. And, you know, just a practical tip. As these file writing operations get more common, especially with arrays or records, developers often wrap them up in helper functions, little reusable blocks of code that handle opening, looping, formatting, writing, and closing for a specific type of data structure. It keeps your main code cleaner and avoids repeating the same file logic over and over.
Right. The DRY principle, don't repeat yourself, makes total sense. Wow. Okay. We've gone from the problem of RAM being temporary all the way through creating, opening, writing with different modes, handling strings and arrays, the importance of closing, and even the pitfalls of overwriting. It's amazing how fundamental this process of writing to files is. It's literally how programs gain a memory.
It really is. This ability to serialize data from memory into a persistent string format in a file underpins so much. Simple text files, config files, logs, and even the conceptual basis for massive databases. It's how we bridge that gap between the program's active state and long-term storage, making data last.
So here's something for you, our listener, to think about. Every time you save a document, post something online, see your game progress load, you're seeing this principle in action, data persistence. But beyond those obvious examples, where else is data being quietly written to files behind the scenes just to make your digital world function? Think about all the unseen logs, settings, and temporary files constantly being created and updated. It's a vast, hidden world of data being made persistent moment by moment. Something to ponder next time you hit save.